Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Tays, and this is the second part of our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Now, for people who might not know, you know, what's going to be the benefit for this extra 1,500 feet out on the runway there for the airport?
Yeah, this really sets Perry up to be more of a regional reliever airport for the Des Moines International Airport. Will be the same length as the Ankeny Airport. So we hopefully will see more general aviation activity as well as more corporate activity. So hopefully we see some of, you know, those Western Metro companies that might have aircraft or aircraft needs choosing to do business out of the Perry Airport as opposed to some of the other airports around the Metro. Hopefully we continue to be easy to access and use. So all of those things go into the success of the airport, as well as our airport manager and operator out there running a good business and making sure everything is running smoothly.
Now, another project here for the city of Perry will see a new business come into the city limits of Perry. There, at the most recent Perry City Council meeting, the site plan for parcel 2158 was approved, which is the future site of a Quickstar location here in Perry. So can you just give us a little bit of an update on where things are at with that potential Quickstar location? Well, it's not potential anymore. It's approved at this point, but can you just give us a little bit of an update with that Quickstar location here in Perry?
Absolutely. So like you said, they did approve both the plat of survey and creating the parcel, as well as the site plan for that new Quickstar. So Wade with the company said that anticipated construction would probably be in 2023 unless something happened with one of their other projects around the metro or the state that maybe we would get kicked up a year. And, you know, there could be a possibility that we see some dirt work or something like that going on next year, but most likely the bulk of construction will be in 2023. So really looking forward to working through that. The company has been very, very good to work with and open to ideas and concepts with the site, putting in a sidewalk and even some enhanced trail along First Street and Center Street. So really a company that's interested in making those connections into the community and making access to their business easy for all people. So happy to have that going on. Happy to have a company that is easy to work with and reasonable to work with.
Now, there were some things that weren't on the agenda but are ongoing projects here for the city of Perry, one of those being the solar project. So could you just give us a little bit of an update on the solar project here in Perry?
You bet. So out at the rec center, most of the steel is up along the trail, which will be our connector of the High Trestle Trail through Perry. So I would say 90% of that steel is up. They are starting to put steel up at the City Hall parking lot. And really, right now, I think they are just waiting on the solar panels to show up. And then you'll start to see some panels go up on some of our buildings, as well as start to see those panels get put up on those steel structures. So really exciting. I think, you know, especially that City Hall parking lot and the bike trail canopy are really going to kind of change the look and the face of that whole entrance into that downtown area. Right now, it's a very kind of flat, not much happening area, but I think this will be a great centerpiece and a great part of the downtown environment to be able to be added to that area.
Now, kind of just one last thing here. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how the yard waste disposal site has been going here for the city of Perry?
Absolutely. So this is kind of our test season for that new yard waste disposal site out at the Recycle Center. I think every time I've been out there and kind of driven through, it looks like people are being respectful and putting their items where things are supposed to be. So that's great to see. We're very appreciative of that and really hoping that we don't have to use the security system that's out there to talk to anybody that might abuse that area. But yeah, like I said, it's going well. There was a little bit of a snafu with the first Saturday that it was open with access and getting the gate open, but it was open from about you know, 10:30 or so for a few hours. And then future Saturdays, it will be open from at least 8 till noon. So again, if that goes well, could look at expanding those hours in the spring, but we'll be taking a look at how things go this fall. And over the winter, we'll get something figured out. If this works, we might have it open again in the spring through the next year. So again, excited. I think it's a good service for the community. And again, it's really something that we're hoping reduces the amount of burning in the community, especially once more of these leaves start to fall. So having another way other than bagging and having that sit there on the curb to get picked up, having a place for folks to take that instead of burning it will be, we hope, a viable alternative.
And that was the second part of our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.